Cool.
Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome, my friends, wherever you are in the world and whatever time zone you're in, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, the witchy doctor, Dr. Tina. Dr. Tina Coopersmith, we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and today my guest is Maitai Garcia, author of My Beautiful Life, and our episode today is Life is One Big Surprise, Including Healing. The surprises are everywhere, and Maitai's here to talk about all her many surprises because her life is quite interesting, and I like to interview people who are thriving despite any events that show up in their life that could really knock them over, right? And yet these are people who find ways to bounce back through thick and thin, through celebrating the highs and celebrating the lows in a sense. So I don't want to say celebrating the lows, but accepting the lows and springing back to life, not just surviving. And you are really, you know, you are fairly young and yet you've had a lifetime full a really full life, right? And you're still super young, emotionally, physically, so much. And I read your book and I, you know, loved your voice reading your book. Wow. That in and of itself is, you know, it's one thing just to read someone's story and it's another when they read their story. And I was crying, you know, and laughing and just really feeling your life as I got to know you in a slightly different way, right?
Yeah.
As the reader of your book. And so let's start, because my readers may or may not have read your book, right? So start with who you are, why you wrote a book, and how it all, like, you know, start from the arc of when you were teeny tiny and starting to dance and where the ride has taken you.
It's funny because you're asking me that. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. And then I go back. I'm like, wow, that was a long time ago. I started dancing at the age of three. I wanted to dance. I fell in love with it. And also, it's funny because I was telling somebody a couple of days ago that the reason why I got serious into belly dancing was because of the lip gloss. I'd do anything for lip gloss. Okay. So, you know, and I could wear lip gloss. So I was like, okay, this is great. And then, of course, growing up and peer pressure and, you know, back then in the 70s and 80s, Puerto Rican was not a very common thing. So it was either, you know, they were like, what are you? Are you white? Are you black? I'm like, I'm Puerto Rican. I don't know. You know, so all of that and then starting to question and, you know, insecurities and stuff like that, I really fell into in love with how dance made me feel. It made me feel powerful. It made me love myself. It made me, you know, I mean, of course, critique myself, but then also just let it go. And I learned that really young. And I think
that's a beautiful thing to learn that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, I did classical ballet and classical is very, very strict, very line, they have perfect lines and everything. But then you go to belly dancing and it's, you just let it all go. So I had both of these two techniques. And I, of course, I enjoyed the letting it go, but I also enjoyed the structure of, okay, if I do this and I hold these shoulders down and I tighten this, my abs, I can do 2-3 turns. Like, so I liked the both of it, but of course being able to just improvise, which is such an important thing. I think, I mean, I'm trying to teach my daughter that, just to take moments and just go with it and improvise, and whatever happens, happens, because it's supposed to happen. You know, so
that's life, right? We have this, the masculine, and not, this is not male and female, but the masculine in all of us is structure, discipline, the mind, the body, the form. And the feminine in all of us is energy and flow and emotion and just letting it all happen, right? And the spark of new life is this emotional connection.
Yeah.
Literally bursts life into form. Energy becomes form.
Yes.
Right. And then we reproduce that over and over again. So I love the, even the ballet probably was your structural training, But having that, it's like jazz came from classical, right? You could do the belly dancing because you had the foundations.
Yeah. I mean, and it just, I loved both of them because in my mind would say, okay, I want to do three turns here and I could do it, you know, because I had that training. So, I became a professional dancer. I was an army brat. And I remember we moved to Germany and I was heartbroken because I was like, what is there in Germany? Mind you, there's no Google. There was nothing back then. We had one radio station, one TV network. That was it.
Oh,
And
interesting.
I remember my mom got me into a dance school in Germany, and I had to take the bus down to the city because we were up in Heidelberg, which is like a American base. You could drive up to it, but like everything was American, but then you went into the German stuff, and I was like shell shocked, but I just went with it, and I started to learn the language, and I started studying, and then I started belly dancing, and I realized how, I mean, this United States has appreciation for belly dancing and the arts, but Europe, it was very.
I have to interrupt because I know you talked about this in the book, but Germany and belly dancing, like they don't like they don't can like I remember you talked about Egypt and belly dancing and that made sense, but Germany and belly dances to me is like Germany is the belly the strict, you know? So it's just a funny thing. I just had to bring that up.
I know. And it's funny because I was like, what's going to happen? But I mean, it's funny because Germans are very, you think they're very, very strict and very straight, but you break them. I used to always break them and get them to smile and have a good time. And
Oh, I love it.
just the way that they, you know, I figured out how to do it. And I love that. I love being able to go into a room and go, oh, this guy's moody and this one's, they must have had a fight, but I'm gonna go in there and I, you know, just jokingly perform and get them to clap and have a good time. And
Oh,
so, yeah.
that's excellent.
I started dancing there, huge Turkish community in Germany, and that's where I like really, really started working. And then, of course, corporate events. And then then I realized, well,
And you
let's.
were a teenager then, right?
I was
Yeah.
12. I was 12.
Wow.
I didn't know the laws, so my mom was like, "Just say you're 16." I was like, "Okay." So I was 16 for like 4 years. Every birthday, like, "Oh, happy birthday! How old are you?" I was like, 16. They're like, oh, I thought you were 16 last year. I was like, no, 15 last year. Now I'm 16. So yeah, I mean that was amazing. And then we went to Egypt, and that's when, because I mean the money, I was making really good money, and I was like, I gotta kick up. I gotta, you know, my costume's gotta be just as amazing as how, you know, where I'm performing. So I started to go to Egypt, and I fell in love with Egypt, and then I got a contract to dance there. And it was my sister's senior year. It was my senior year of high school. And my dad was like, this is the last family trip that we're going to do. So let's go camping. And I was like, camping? Okay. I didn't want to go camping. But I was like, okay, fine. And that's when my mother was sitting in the campsite and she was looking at the newspaper and she was like, oh, Celia Cruz, Prince. And my dad was like, we only have a budget for one concert, so pick it. My mom was like, we're going to see Prince because the name of the show is Nude. And that's why we went to see the show. I was like, are you
Oh, that's
serious?
hysterical.
We're going to go see Prince because the name is called Nude. He's just like, yes. I was like, okay, fine. So, I mean, and of course, I mean, this was in Spain and I was blown away by the show. It had nothing to do with being nude. And I know now it was just no like gimmicks, it was just stripped down music, you
Got
know.
it.
Of course, my mom didn't think that, but anyways, she was expecting him nude on stage or something. But yeah, and he played a song in that show, and that show, the name of the song was Thieves in the Temple, and it had like a Arabic vibe to it. And my mom was like, you need to get a tape to him. And I was like, you guys are crazy. Because I had like my little, like I did on That's Incredible, and I had you know, some success as a belly dancer. I even got to dance for Menudo, which is a huge Puerto Rican group back then, a boy band group. And you know, I just thought, you guys are crazy. This is not going to happen. And then 2 weeks later, we found out that Prince was coming, and she was like, you're making a tape. We're going. I was like, oh God, this is ridiculous. I don't want to do this. But I made it. Something told me, make this tape. And I made it really short, just boop, 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 really quick. And I wrote a letter, and I get there, and I'm like, then we're not even going to get in. We saw the same people that we met at the other concert, and they're like, come backstage. I was like, this is too easy. This is crazy. Is this one of those moments where like everything just flows? And my mom asked one of the dancers that was there that was talking to us, she's like, would you mind giving this to Prince? This is my daughter. She's 16 years old, blah, 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 blah. The guy was like, okay. And he went and gave it to him. And 5 minutes later, I met him. And it was insane. I mean, he was very intrigued by my dancing. Of course, he asked my age, and I was like, I'm 16. But I had
By
already,
this time, were you 16?
I was 16. I was definitely 16. I was going to my, yeah, I actually graduated high school at 17. So I was going into my senior year. And no, I mean, he was just, very intrigued and interested in my dance form because it was, and I always tell this to people, do something that nobody else can do, or find something different. Like, it, and I, for me, it was belly dance. And I remember I used to roll my eyes because I was like, oh, I can do this in my sleep. But I just, it got me to
That was your
Prince.
magic, right?
That
Now the sword on your head, because I told you that recently I went somewhere and my friend started telling me about her belly dance class, and she takes out this sword and balancing the sword. I'm like, that's what Mai Tai described in her book. So did that come before and you perfected it and now it's all over the belly dance world?
Yeah.
Or
I mean, it was a common thing to dance with a sword. Not everybody did it because, I mean, and it was interesting because I had the sword. I wanted to do it, but it kept sliding. It kept sliding off my head, and I would notice that people would wear wraps and put the sword on. I'm like, no, that's not real. You got to, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. My dad was like, hold on, and he went and he took some metal thing and he made these grooves on the sword so that when I put it on, it wouldn't slide. Of course, if you move a little too much, it would fall off, but it kind of it had the grip where it wouldn't slide off. And then it was the quarters, the three quarters. We always, that was the first thing that you learn as a belly dancer, to do the undulations and belly rolls and all that stuff. So to be able to flip quarters, that was like, that's how I got on That's Incredible,
Got it.
and I just, it was just something, it was a little gimmick that I did. And actually some certain shows, I mean, my mom and my dad would be like, oh, why aren't you dancing with the sword? I was like, because I don't want to dance with the sword. I want to show my art. I don't want to have any tricks. I just want to feel the music. And it's great. It was great too, but what got the attention was the sword. So
Interesting.
yeah.
So we're going to take a break in just a minute. And when we come back, I want to talk about like that's the you became this amazing dancer. You get discovered, if you will.
Yeah.
And it all was really serendipitous and surprise. And you couldn't have written it in a book, of here, I'm planning X, Y, and Z. Like you, that's not something you dream about. It just happened. And I love how it all just happened and you went with it and life changes. But then, then there were lots of hills and valleys from there. And so perhaps we discuss some of the hills and valleys that then led you to, now you are an author and you are a speaker and you're a mom and you didn't know if you'd be a mom because you had challenges, in that world, right? And you've had some health challenges. And so when we come back, we'll talk more, Mai Tai, about the ups and the downs. It's not always just a straight road to
No,
celebrity, quote unquote, or being a success in your craft. There's so much more to life than one box of your career or your life or celebrity. So we're going to take our break right now. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your doctor, your coach, your confidant, your change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Mai Tai Garcia and the hills and valleys that followed her being discovered as a dancer.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host, and I'm a change advocate, and that's why we're here. We're here with Maitai Garcia and her furry little friend. And I want to, we heard the beginning of your story and probably sounded idyllic to some, but I do want to mention that adverse childhood experiences have been proven in science to the more significant events that happen in childhood, they correlate one-to-one with illnesses as an adult. And as idyllic as her, dancing career as a starting as a child, she also endured moving as a teenager. That's huge. She endured parental separations and getting back together and separations and getting back together, which is also really difficult, right? Changing schools really hard. And she was basically a working child. She wasn't just going to school, right? So here you put these things and then your middle years, right? You get on, you meet Prince, and then, stuff happens, life happens, right? You have your own challenges. You had pregnancy challenges, personal challenges in your relationship, and you've turned it into something amazing. You're a mother now. You're a furry friend mother. You have nonprofits, several of them. So how do you deal with when life doesn't go according to plan, when you find someone and life is a spiritual connection and you're dancing and you're on top of the world and then something happens? What do you do?
Oh, man. I mean, I can say it now. I mean, while it was happening, you just feel like I just remember thinking I was never going to get out of whatever I was feeling. I just couldn't stop crying and was in a very, very isolated, lonely place. And didn't think anybody could understand what I was going through, and also it was a huge celebrity that you couldn't just, call up anybody and be like, hey, so that was also very, very challenging.
But, so did you feel that your voice was silenced because you had to keep everything private?
Yeah, I did. And that's why it was really important for me to write this book, because I felt for so many years I wanted to share my son's name, Amir. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say his name until later on, because, out of respect for him wanting privacy, but also for my healing, I needed that. I needed to acknowledge him. I needed to honor him. And
so let me interrupt, because I want, especially as a gynecologist, fertility doctor, and there's so many women who go through this. Maitai had two pregnancies. And one, the child was born stillborn, right? Pretty close to...
No, the first one was born with Pfeiffer syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah.
S structural anomalies and couldn't survive. Correct.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the second one was a miscarriage and a partial mole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the two very abnormal pregnancies. And also, I think there were issues. Everybody gets pregnant and is ecstatic. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not every pregnancy, some people are not always ecstatic if it's the wrong time and place. But if two people are happy to get pregnant, and then when they find out something's wrong, two individuals have to deal with this discovery, right? It's a, and all of a sudden, you're no longer always on the same page, right? And how you deal with grief is very different. So, how did you navigate?
Wow. I mean, it's interesting because we got pregnant really fast, and he announced it immediately, and I was like, "Are you sure? Isn't there, aren't people wait? Aren't you supposed to wait a little bit?" And he was like, "No, we're announcing it's due in November," and blah blah blah. And I was like, okay, and then of course stuff started to happen, and then of course what happened when he passed, it was bad. It was bad because my body. I remember crying and thinking I don't wish it upon my worst enemy, this
Yeah.
loss. You give birth and your body's like, what's going on? And there's nothing. But I remember, I mean, my son was alive for a week and I was pumping. And they were feeding him through his nose, whatever, the IV, all the way, whatever you call
Nasogastric tube to feed him. Yeah.
it. Yeah. And then when I had to stop, that was really, really hard. Not just accepting that he was gone, but also trying to tell my body that was really bad.
Yeah,
And
postpartum is hard enough when there's a live born and when you have to stop breastfeeding immediately and your breasts are engorged and they don't go right back. It's a reminder every second of every day of what you've lost. And that's difficult.
And I was suicidal. I wanted to end it, and I had a little Yorkie that stopped me. This little Yorkie would not let me go. She would just so persistent. It's like she knew, and that's why I'm such a advocate for the voiceless. Because even though they don't say anything, they say a lot.
The interconnection between species is huge. I just read a book about the intelligence of plants, and we really think we live in these bubbles of separation, and we don't. And the movie My Octopus Teacher, I don't know if you saw that.
No.
The man is suicidal, super, super depressed. It's a documentary, and he goes home to South Africa, where he's from, and he starts diving in cold water every day. And first of all, the water and the temperature does something to your microbes. Being in water changes your microbes. But also, he meets an octopus underground, in the water, and he meets this octopus every day. And then the octopus gets bit by a shark and has to go into hibernation to heal its arm and to survive. And it's just this story, but he came out of his depression because of the octopus. It was, and he credits the octopus and this relationship. And we have relationships with plants, with animals, with people, with
Absolutely.
forests, with the beach, right? We don't recognize that energetically we're connected to things and people, and life that isn't necessarily human. So I'm sure this dog knew she was there to keep you alive and nurse you
Absolutely.
back to health.
And I mean, also, he Prince was, he was dealing with with the loss his way. I don't, I really don't, I was so trying to survive myself that I didn't really study and see what how he was dealing with it. I know he went on tour. He went quickly to go play, and I was like, oh God. But then we had this dream that and hope that we were going to bring back because we believe in souls and I was like, bring the soul back. We're gonna do it again. We're gonna try it again. And then when the second miscarriage happened, that was like, man, I was like, okay, this is crazy. I don't even know what to think. And yeah, and that's when our marriage ended. And that was really, really hard. It was really, really hard to go from this romantic wedding. Well, I mean, our relationship was is all it was all love. It was never any fighting. It was never any, it just was so great. And then when we divorced, it was I felt like I was leaving my home, like as a, like when you're 18 and you leave, I felt that because when I went to go work with Prince, I was 18 years old and I was protected. I had security and, my rent was paid and I had, I lived, but then I was also, we were always on tour. And when you're on tour, everything's done for you. You go to hotel rooms and, so when I finally divorced and I moved to New York, it was a shock for me. It was real shocking. And I thought about doing music, but then I was like, you know what? I can't. I worked with like one of the most famous genius musicians, and I don't know if I can do this anymore. So I was like, I'm gonna go to LA. I'm gonna go to LA, the place that I feared the most. I don't know why. I had this like intimidation about California. I don't know. I think it's because I was so protected. I thought, oh my God, now they're gonna like, attack me and like,
The paparazzi are going to find you.
Well, no, I just like auditions and like all the stuff that you grow up thinking like, oh my God, what if I, get a horrible manager or somebody steals from me and there's all the stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna figure this out. And I started acting. And my first acting job, oh my God, it was through my dance agent. And I remember I was like, I'm gonna get this. And mind you, it was a Filipino girl. The character was Filipino. And I was like, I can do that. Fine, fine. So I did it. But it was crazy that it was Nip Tuck and it said partial nudity. And I was like, oh, they don't do any kind of that stuff. It's just gonna be shoulders. I get on set. I think I sat in my dressing room for about an hour looking at the cut up thong and the pasties. And I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I'm just and I did it. And I remember Julian McMahon, who just recently passed away of cancer. He was so supportive and so friendly. And he knew it was my first job ever. And he's like, don't worry, you're gonna be fine. And I remember I did it. I did the job and I got in the car and I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I did semi soft porn. Just so you know, I don't know what's going on. I did it, but is this something that I want to do? And then after that, the job started coming in and it was something that I enjoyed. But yeah, I still had a want to find love, to heal. I was dealing with a lot. I dated Tommy Lee for a second. That was fun. He was perfect for the moment that we were together. And then what I love about us is that it was a mature breakup because he was dealing with child custody and he was what do you call it when they snip you?
Vasectomy.
He had a vasectomy, so there was no accidents happening. So I remember thinking, listen, this is a lot, and I don't know if you want to even think about talking children, but if we're gonna continue dating or being engaged, and he was like, honestly, don't think I want any more. And I was like, I respect that, but I do. And that's how we broke up, And I just to this day, I just emailed him. I was like, my daughter wants to meet you. She's a fan. She loves rock. And he's like, oh, dude, come on. Like, So that was really, really healing. But I just had this crazy unfinished pain, like an incomplete. I didn't feel successful because I didn't feel like I had completed what I wanted to do, which was become a mom. And it wasn't until I did Hollywood Exes that I had a moment, I had a therapist talk to me, and she said to me, and it's on camera, and it was true, it's real. She said, you're a mom who lost your child. And I'd never heard that. I never heard somebody call me a mom. So that right there was like a wave of like healing and opening and tears and just overwhelming feeling. And then I get blessed with a child, literally,
Yeah.
months
Hold
ago.
on, we have to go to break. So I want you to tell the story of the how, again, life comes in surprises. We're
Yeah.
going to take our break. Remember, folks, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, doctor, change advocate, spiritual advisor, whatever you want to call me. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are here today with Maitai Garcia, and we will head to break. We will come back and talk about life giving us surprises and helping us heal. And just a reminder as we go to break how sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never harm you. Words can heal you, words can harm you. So choose your words wisely and hear how just the words and recognizing she really was a mom twice. She was a mom. And that in and of itself. If anyone has been pregnant out there and has lost a child or lost a pregnancy, you were a mom, even if it was for a day or 6 weeks or whatever it was. And use those words wisely and know that you are always a fertility goddess able to birth your life in whatever way you choose. And we'll be right back from break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking today about life and surprises along the way with Maitai Garcia. Before the age really of 35, I think, or 40, you've had to lose two pregnancies, a marriage, your financial independence, which you had reached, like you were financially independent before you were even 20, which is amazing, lost it, had to regain it, losing a spouse or an ex-spouse, right? Family breakup, family coming back together, and then you had a health challenge as well, multiple sclerosis. So what role has your family played in healing? What role has the new daughter that's in your life played? Has dance, has rebuilding careers, changing careers, and writing, we call it narrative medicine, writing your story and hearing your story. All your furry animals, we talked about how they helped you heal. How did your daughter show up and what part of it was she in your healing and your, you know, what role, I will say, do you, because I think this is true for you, what role did trust and trusting that the universe had your back play in keeping you on the path
Yeah. Wow. That's an interesting word. You know, I kept, I mean, my mother is very, very close to me. She, 'cause my parents kept breaking up and getting back together, and then she just was part of my life. She's, you know, she actually lives with me now. And, yeah, my dad's now dealing with, dementia and all this crazy stuff going
Oof.
on. Yeah, I know. But, I remember, you know, just I loved going to class, acting class, and you know, working on my craft. I still was dancing, but I wasn't really. And it was funny because I thought I never could teach. And I was like, I remember I did exercise TV. They hired me to do this thing, and I had a private with this teacher. And I tell you, man, she like just whatever was missing and thought I didn't have, she gave it to me, and I figured out the key to teaching people how to dance.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I just figured it out, and anybody with left feet, two left feet, I can get them to dance. They won't even know, but they will. Anyways, so you know, I remember I was doing this show, Hollywood Exes. It was renewed, and I got a text on social media, and it was funny because I talked about in the first season about, you know, miscarriage and having lost my son. And I got a lot of emails from people saying, thank you so much for sharing this. And they would share with me their stories. And it was interesting because one, I got an email that says, this, please read, this will change your life forever. And it was a whole thing of, I had a one night stand. I'm Latin. His family doesn't want anything to do with the baby. And I would love for you to adopt her. And I was like, what? I've never got that offer. And I remember she sent a link to see pictures of her. And I was like, oh my God, I fell in love with her immediately. This beautiful baby. And I remember I called my friend because get this, a week before she was like, you need to adopt a baby. And she just adopted a baby. And she was like, you need to go into the system. You need to go to the class. And I did. I did the orientation. And then I remember the social worker telling me, you have to kind of be there to reunify the family. And I was like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if, because my mom was a social worker and I heard a lot of stories of stuff of people doing stuff to their children. And I was like, I don't know, but let me do the paperwork. And that's when I get that email. So I called my friend and I was like, is this real? And she's like, hang on a second. And she called this woman. It was the longest 45 minutes. I don't even know how long, because, you know, and then she called me back and she's like, it's legit. You need to meet this baby. And I was like, oh my God, how do I do this? And okay. And I started thinking of what everybody else would think. It was crazy because I was like, oh my God, what's my mom gonna say? What is Dave gonna say? What is everybody gonna say that I'm adopting, possibly adopting? And I was like, I don't care. And I just went. I went with it and I met her, and it was love at first sight. And it was one of those like I hired a lawyer and just everything happened so fast. They were like, it's going to take a year for the paperwork, and then you have to have the come and do an inspection. And I was like, okay. And it just in 6 months she was legally mine, which is unheard of, you know. And it's just been a blessing to hear you know, somebody say your mom and then get gifted that, and then to know that she shares the same birthday as me.
Oh,
That's
wow. I forgot
another.
about that. Yeah.
I remember I was talking to the mom and I was like, if she's about 7, 8 months, she's a summer. So she was born in like November, October. She's like, oh yeah, girl, I wanted her to be an 11, 11, 11 baby, but she's 11, 12. And I was like, oh my God. You know, so all this is happening. And I'm like, okay, I trust all those moments of crying and like thinking there's nothing else there. There is.
So having trust, I love it. And I invite people. I discovered recently, I was running on the beach one day and trust showed up. Trust, tune into your body, retell your story, understand who you really are, the universe in human form. S, life is a team sport, find your support staff. And T, turn on, live in pleasure always. And
Yes.
together in true trusting, life's going to work out, right? If you're breathing, you're alive and you're okay. And it was like this shock of, because I spent my life controlling everything and pushing. And sometimes you have to go with your gut and you just have to trust that it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And when you're really down in the dumps and life isn't working for you, it's so hard to see that there's anything else but misery.
Yeah.
So in those dark moments, what do you want to tell people who are in those dark moments?
It's interesting because for me, when I was in those dark moments, I had a dog stop me, but I've had other moments of, you know, of really feeling like there's no hope. And I really look into myself and realize that nothing else can happen that's bad. I mean, for me, I mean, losing a child. I mean, people have different losses, different things like that. You just got to trust in yourself and then find something you like. Either it's knitting. I'm an amazing knitter. I love knitting. Or, you know, redoing a room. Or if it's dancing, just putting music on and just tuning out. Or whatever it is, you know, going on a drive in your car. But if you're not in a mental space, maybe not drive. Go walk.
Right.
Do something to take it, to try to push yourself away from that hole.
I want to say it's what you're saying is what I often teach. Get out of your head and back into your body.
Yeah.
Okay. The left brain, that logic brain that judges life, judges yourself, judges others, is hijacking pleasure constantly. And when you get out of the brain and you just get into the energy of your body, and like, you're alive. Are you freaking alive? Are you running for your life or are you alive? And if you're alive, then, oh, I'm breathing. I'm alive. I can change my story. I can change my state, right? I can put a different musical playlist on it. Yeah. I can change my body. I can change where I live, like so much. And some people are stuck. I get it that they're really, really stuck. But we've been taught to push through rather than dream through.
Yeah.
And you had a dream. Someone said you're a mom. You were a mom. You could be a mom. And lo and behold, the universe like dealt you that, right? And your mom said, Prince needs to see you on stage. And he did. And so those kind of things, those miracles of life, those serendipities of life, I think they happen a lot, but most of us aren't noticing them.
Yes.
And
I agree.
And it's fascinating, right? And so I think what we don't do is we don't check into our bodies. I know for me, I was a head on a stick for a really long time. I didn't even understand what it meant. I think that's why I exercised a lot, because it was the only time I felt my body. Yeah, so I love that you, the serendipity of getting this baby and you giving this baby. And again, as a fertility physician, for people to understand that being a mom is so much more than birthing the baby. That is a piece of it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny because I have moments where I'm like, oh, I didn't get to breastfeed. But it's that left brain going, oh, you didn't breastfeed, you didn't give birth. No, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. I love her like if I did give birth to her, like I would never be like, oh, well, she's adopted. No, I would never do that. Like, mm-hmm. You know, so people, I mean, look into that, look into if it's a fertility problem. And it's funny because with you, I actually got my eggs frozen after I had Gia. I was like, oh, maybe I'll meet somebody and I'll freeze my eggs. And I finally was like, I'm good. I'm content. I'm happy with my lovely 13 going on 25 year old.
She's 13 already?
She's 13.
Wow. I didn't realize it'd been that long. Wow. 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 I want to just pick up on the word you just used, which was content. And I want people to breathe in the word content. We have one more break we're going to take in a minute. But we've been sold so much the story of success and achievement. And I want you to breathe in and breathe out and meditate on what does content feel like in your body as we take our next break. So you are listening to Your Healing Playground, where we talk about healing your unique journey, healing through play. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we've had a lovely conversation with Maitai Garcia. We're going to come back. She's the author of My Beautiful Life, right?
It's The Most Beautiful.
The Most Beautiful Life. Sorry, my bad. Totally my bad. The Most Beautiful Life. And we will be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are enjoying our show today and other days, please subscribe. Please share with friends. Please spread the word, because I'm here to help people heal and to spread more love in the world. And as I say that, I know Maitai Garcia, she doesn't just sit on being an at-home mom. She always has more to do, right? So she Live for Love Charities, yes? Is that the name of your charity? Why don't you tell us about how you're giving back to the world? You've already given so much to the world in your art. And I want to remind people, the art is called the healing arts for a reason, because music, dance, and art all does heal. And whether you do it or you participate, it is an amazing energetic state change, which helps you heal. And giving back, volunteering, service, at least for me, that's why I do this podcast. And tell me about your charities.
Well, I started Maitai's Rescue like 20 years ago, and I kept running into people who would break up and they didn't know what to do with the dog. So I'd take the dog and find it at home. And then I saw a horrible visual of euthanized dogs in Bakersfield. And I drove to the shelter the next day. I was like, I want to rescue a dog. And they're like, you can't just do that. You have to be a 501c3. And I was like, what? So then I started it. And I just would grab dogs and help find homes and find them on the streets. And I was the one in high heels running after the dog, you know, like, that's just what I did. And it's definitely hereditary, because my grandmother saved a lot of dogs in Puerto Rico. And I want to talk about MS too, that I'll bring that back up later.
We don't have a whole lot of time, so go ahead and tell us both. Yeah.
So yeah, Live for Love is a charity that Prince and I started in 1996. And we just wanted to give back. And when he passed, he left me on. And we revamped it. We made it now, you know, it was a private, because he was funding it all, but now we need donations. So we revamped it, and now we are doing a whole bunch of programs. We're doing Live for Music, Live for Dance. We're doing 10 for 12. We're getting people to nominate people doing great things. We're giving them $10,000. children who can't afford musical classes. I have Zoom with like Grammy award-winning musicians that are willing to teach children. If you have the talent and you have the will, I'm giving you that. Same with dance. More to come. It's about helping people up and helping people out. And I try to live in giving love all the time. Of course, we're not perfect. We have moments. Somebody honked at me today, made me mad. But I was like, you know what? You're having a bad day, and I'm not. It's Monday, and I like it, and I'm happy. You know what I mean? That's just what I
Yes.
do. I gather myself. I'm like, I'm not gonna let you get me mad because you're mad. I gave
Right.
you the signal, and you just cut me off. But whatever.
Right.
But
We're
anyway,
all human, I know.
we're all human, you know. But it's just living. It's making decisions. Those just slight second decisions of like, go high, go up, go higher up, be the good person because you don't know what that person's going through.
Right.
You know?
So
So,
we in our few minutes left, because you did have a health challenge with multiple sclerosis, which is a big one. I always say autoimmunity. Where are you not living in alignment that your body's trying to tell you to be you? Because it's autoimmune is against you. But how have you dealt with that?
It's been really good. I mean, I got diagnosed 14 years ago. It was right before I got Gia. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I have MS. Are they going to let me adopt her? Because I was like, you know, so nervous about that. It's been really good. I eat well. I'm not a fast food person. I'm always cooking. I'm always making salads. I love meal prepping. You know, I'm always just trying to stay healthy and exercise and keep not, if there's stress, how do you get that stress? It's through meditation, it's through dance. That's why I love dancing. I have my hashtag dancing heels, not heels as high heels, heels the soul, because it really does. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not on any medication right now. I was, and I just, you know, when I get the MRI and I see what's going on, do I do it? Do I not do it? It hasn't progressed. So knock
So
on
I invite you to check it. There's a book called Cured by Jeffrey Redeker. It's about people who heal themselves, and how we should study them, right? It's not one answer, but it's how we should study them. And I like the backbone of what you just said. I want all my listeners to hear it's a healthy diet, healthy movement, healthy sleep, letting stress go, living in alignment with your dreams, and making changes if you need to. Not letting someone's bad day become your bad day. So allowing energy to move through us, trusting the universe, knowing when to avail yourself of Western medicine and know when supplements and good food and hydration. And I want to mention sunlight. I can't talk about health without sunlight and breathing through your nose. Mouth is for speaking, breathing is through your nose. Really, really important for health. And again, mind, body, heart, and spirit. You need a healthy body to have all the rest, but you need all the rest to have a healthy body. And it's, again, interdependence. Animals, if they relax you, have animals in your life. Nature, super important. All the microbes from the forest to the sea. And so all of these are healing, and you get to write your story. And just as Mai Tai said, when this person changed how she thought of herself, that she was a mother. She ended up actually getting a mother, like a gift out of the blue from another human to her. And the collaboration of every human with animals, vegetables, each other, if only we could all live as if it's Burning Man every day, and that we just live in collaboration. And then I think we have then an environment where healing can blossom and not fear. You know, when you don't know how you're going to make money and all that, when you don't know what's next, you just have to trust that the universe is going to have your back.
Absolutely.
And so when you're down and out, just have trust that your life can be full of surprises, just like Mai Tai's.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness. play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice, and play is your medicine.